from KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. Issue 7, the Arkansas Medical Cannabis Act, is dead, or is it? Last week, the Arkansas Supreme Court, in a 5-2 decision, invalidated about 12,000 or so signatures that helped get that measure on the ballot in the first place. But on Monday, attorney John Wesley Hall petitioned for a rehearing. He's with me on the line now. Thanks a lot for your time.
Well, thank you.
And what we're talking about is one of the two medical marijuana measures approved for the November ballot. Ballots are printed, over 200,000 early votes have been cast, and then the state Supreme Court ruled to invalidate it based on some canvassers not meeting some new rules set for ballot drives. The main argument, though, in your petition, as I understand it, Mr. Hall, seems to be that the new state law on petitions has made the standard to get on the ballot unconstitutionally high. So how so, and what barriers are too tough?
These days, a grassroots organization just doesn't have the wherewithal to meet the statutory requirements that the legislature imposed in 2013. And of course, these only happen every election year, whenever we have our even-numbered year election, because it has to be on a general election ballot in November. And these cases come up in the time period between when the petitions are filed, which is has to be filed 4 months before the election day, and then the Secretary of State has 30 days to certify the signatures. When they certify the signatures, then it goes on the ballot. And as soon as the Secretary of State certifies, then the lawsuits start coming in. And this year there were 7 lawsuits filed against 4 of them.
Well, some of these violations, like listing the correct residential address for canvassers, some would put P.O. boxes or business's address, ensuring that background checks with state police are done on the front end instead of afterward or somewhere in the middle of the process. Are those things not doable for grassroots campaigns in some way, though? This is the first time through under these new restrictions. Is it possible for groups like Arkansans for Compassionate Care to learn from the expectations of the court and follow it next time?
Well, it's possible, but what they said was because people checked off on their petition that they were a paid canvasser, they were paid only in the sense that they would be paid if there was any money. In a grassroots organization, if they're not going to get paid or it happens that they don't get paid, then the form is incorrect, but they're bound by that. A volunteer canvasser doesn't have to get a background check. And one of the things we explored at trial is what good is the background check if the canvasser starts 2 years out from election day, as in the situation of Issue 7, and starts gathering signatures, that 30-day first background check becomes meaningless over time because it just tells you what they were at that window of opportunity. It doesn't tell you about subsequent arrests or anything like that. But that only applies to paid canvassers. And the Supreme Court ruled that it applies to those who had an expectation of being paid or even a hope of being paid, because that's what the legislature said.
The state Supreme Court doesn't usually rehear cases, but there certainly is some restricted time frame with this. It's a bit of a different circumstances than most petitions to rehear cases. Votes are still going out. Issue 7 is still on the ballot, so it's some confusion for voters still. November 8th, obviously, fast approaching. What are your chances for this, and what sort of outcomes could come out of a rehearing? Is it too late?
In some ways, it's too late because think of all the people that chose not to vote at all on Issue 6 or Issue 7 because of the Supreme Court's ruling. What's the prejudice from that? Because I've heard some people say, well, I favored 7, and I'm not going to vote for 6 because 6 has got too many problems. And, of course, the people that backed 6 said that they preferred that over 7. 7 was more patient-friendly. 6 is more corporate-centered.
Obviously, you can only respond to what the state Supreme Court does. But could there have been a challenge earlier to whether this law is constitutional or not?
There was a challenge earlier law in a case but the Supreme Court narrowly upheld its constitutionality. And even to the people who voted to say that that was unconstitutional, voted in a majority this time because they're following precedent. But my argument is that because the petitioner in this case never even argued the standard that the Supreme Court applied when they struck down the signatures, Arkansas has very strange procedural default rules. It only seems to get invoked when the Supreme Court chooses to do so. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. So the outcome of the case drives us now to say, well, the whole system's unconstitutional because the initiative and referendum power is reserved to the people, not to rich people. And that's the bottom line now, that only rich people can really afford to do it. And the example of the casino amendment, for instance, they had their signatures, or excuse me, their petition was approved 38 days before the turn-in date. And they were able to turn in a facial number by the due date because they bought the signatures at $5 a piece. That's what you have to pay for them to get them on that kind of an expedited basis. They got enough signatures to at least turn it in, and then the master who had the case said that they had enough failures that they failed. And they spent $6 million on theirs, including the advertising. Issue 7 campaign was done purely by volunteers with hardly any money whatsoever. Even printing the petitions was an onerous burden on them.
The argument at the time in the state legislature when this law was passed is that it should be very, it should be difficult to get things on the ballot, that they want a high standard.
True, and that's exactly contrary to Article 5, Section 1, which says the power is reserved to the people and there shall be no unwarranted interference. The legislature wants the prerogative to decide what constitutional amendments we get to vote on and take it away from the people, apparently. And they just can't do that. They want to be the only one to issue a constitutional amendment. And they booted out 3 this year, issue 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
And number 3, everybody sees, is corporate welfare. Corporate welfare, corporations are the only ones that can get something on the ballot. Isn't there a pattern developing here?
I've been speaking with John Wesley Hall. He's filed a petition for a rehearing of the state Supreme Court decision that invalidated Issue 7, the Arkansas Medical Cannabis Act. We'll see what turns out in the days ahead before November 8th. Thanks a lot for your time today and joining us.
Well, thank you.